still turn to Isaiah chapter 7.
我们就看一节,
we'll just read one verse.
7章第14节,
chapter 7, verse
14. 以赛亚7章14节, 因此主自己要给你们一个兆头, 必有童女怀孕生子, 给他起名叫以马内利, 就是神与我们同在的意思。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
我们再看马太福音第一章,
and then let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
22节,
verse 22.
马太福音第一章22节, 这一切的事成就, 是要应验主借先知所说的话, 说, 必有童女怀孕生子, 人要称他的名为以马内利, 以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 20 and 23, 22 and 23, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means Son of God with us.
我们圣经暂时就读到这里。
We'll pause here in scripture reading.
我们感谢赞美神在这样的寒冷的时间仍然一起的来敬拜主。
We thank and praise God that in this cold weather we can still gather here to worship our Lord.
这是我们的神给我们的恩典，也是我们的权利。
This is the grace that God has given us. It's also our privilege.
我相信虽然外面寒冷,
even though it's cold on the outside, then I know that we are warm in our heart.
特别是在这12月的时候,
especially in this December time,
我想大家心里都是很欢喜快乐,
I think everyone will be very happy.
我早上我刚起来的时候觉得有一点冷,
when I woke up in the morning, I felt a little bit cold.
我心中也是有一点那个怨叹,
and then I was a little bit sighing.
我觉得就聚会主不应该排我是在这个12月、1月、2月。
I felt that the assembly group should not arrange me to speak in December and January.
真的冷的时候,不舒服的时候还可以钻到被窝里。
And when it's so cold and I don't feel comfortable, I want to go back to my warm blanket.
但是感谢神的恩典,当我站起来的时候,好像神又给我的声音。
But thank God, when I stand up, God seemed to give me the voice again.
我坐在哪一个地方,刚来的时候好像声音发不出来。
When I first came here, I was sitting there, I couldn't speak with my voice.
这实在是神的恩典和神的荣耀。
But really, it's the grace of God and His glory.
也是谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告。
And thank brothers and sisters praying for me.
还是有声无声的祷告。
Those with words or without words.
我们在12月的时候我们就定一个主题,
in December we have a theme,
就是基督降临,
that Christ come.
换一句话就是道成肉身,
in other words, that God become flesh.
在英文就是incarnation,
the word 道成肉身.
那这一个主题就让我们更能够了解我们的主耶稣 如何的降临在地上?
With this theme, we can find out more again how our Lord came to this earth.
所以我就跟高弟兄有一点交通,
so I'll share with Brother Kale.
我就说我们这两个人一共有三次,
and then we have 3 weeks here between two of us.
那我原来是要讲两次, 这个礼拜跟第四礼拜。
Originally, I would speak 2 times, this second Sunday and the fourth Sunday.
我就要求他说可以不可以让我可以接下去?
I request that can I have the 2 continuously.
那最后就圣诞节哪一个主日的崇拜就请他来领。
And then I will ask him to lead for the Christmas service.
那在我的心里就想到以赛亚的预言。
And I was thinking about the prophecy from Isaiah.
他如何的预言主耶稣的降生?
How he prophesied about the coming of our Lord.
我们现在在新约的时候，主耶稣已经来了，我们也可以体验到他真是应验了先知以赛亚的预言。
And we in the New Testament that our Lord had already come and had fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah.
所以我们所相信的主，我们所说到基督的降生，不是一个故事。
So the Lord that we talk about, the birth of our Lord Jesus, not just a story.
乃是先知预言，现在已经应验成了事实。
It's also a prophecy, and then it was fulfilled to become the fact.
让我们知道我们所信的解位的基督。
So we know that this Lord Jesus that we believe in,
他是又活又真的真神。
That he is the true and living God.
他不但成了我们的救赎。
Not only he become our redemption.
他是也是成了我们的主宰。
And also become our sovereign Lord.
他在凡事上居首位。
In all things he will be first.
所以今天我就用以赛亚第七章十四节。
So today I want to use Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
在这里神给亚哈斯给以色列人一个兆头。
Here God gave a sign to King Ahaz and the people of Israel.
他说必有童女怀孕生子。
He said there will be a virgin that will be born.
给他起名叫以马内利。
A virgin will have child and you will give the son the name Emmanuel.
所以这个主日我们讲到以马内利的兆头。
So this Sunday we're talking about the sign of Emmanuel.
这里我们看到一个婴孩为我们而生。
Here we see that there was a child that was born for us.
下个主日我们就看第九章第五节第六节。
And next week we talk on chapter 9 verse 5 and 6.
在这里又说到婴孩。
And here talk about a child again.
有一个婴孩为我们而生
，a child that was born for us。
有一子赐给我们
，a son was given。
这个婴孩呢是从玛利亚的怀抱里面生出来
，and it was born of Mary。
这个子乃是指作神的儿子，我们的父神把他最宝贵的儿子赐给了我们。
And the son was talking about the son of God, the most precious sons of God was given to us.
我们看到这个婴孩要治理宇宙万物。
And we see that the child will have sovereignty over all universe.
他的国权是远远远远的。
His kingdom is forever.
以后第三个主律我们就看到11章12章。
And then the next Sunday we will see from chapter 11 and 12.
这一章的里面我们特别的看到第一头几节圣经。
And we especially saw the first few verses of that chapter.
这里也讲到有一个婴孩。
And also talk about another son.
这个婴孩乃是耶西的苗裔。
And this is talk about the root of Jesse.
也是大卫的苗裔。
And also the root of David.
我希望能够这三次的信息的里面能够了解我们的主耶稣，他真是旧约所预言的弥赛亚，就是基督。
With this free message, I hope to share that our Lord Jesus is truly the Messiah.
但是今天我们注意到这个兆头。
But today we will concentrate on this sign.
所以在我纲要的里面，我就用了三段。
So in my outline, I have three sessions.
第一段就是事迹。
And the first one is the incident.
也可以说这一个兆头从何而来。
Where did that sign come from?
为什么有这样的一个兆头？
Why do we have this sign?
为什么有这样一个特别的兆头发生？
Why does this sign have to happen?
第二段就是兆头。
And the second session will be that sign.
那我希望能够比较仔细的来讲到这个兆头的意思。
I want to go into details about the meaning of this sign.
以后我们第三段就讲到应验。
And then the third session will talk about the fulfillment.
那就是刚刚我们读到马太福音第一章第22节23节。
And that's what we have read earlier from Matthew chapter 1 verse 22.
这一个兆头就应验在我们的主耶稣基督降生的事情上。
And that sign was fulfilled in the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想我们特别的庆祝主耶稣的降生。
And as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus,
我们不是热闹一方。
And it's just that we will have some celebration only.
我们应当更清楚的来明白主耶稣如何的降世为人。
We need to come to more understanding of how our Lord Jesus was born.
真的我们能够得到他与我们同在。
That we will receive that he is his abidance with us.
他已经来到地上。
He already came to this earth.
他已经被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
他已经从死里复活。
He had already been raised from death.
他已经升天坐在父神的右边。
And he had ascended to heaven to be on the right
hand
side. 他差遣
宝父子圣灵住在我们的中间。
And he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us.
他也住在我们每一个人心里。
To dwell within the hearts of every single one of us.
只要我们愿意谦卑来接受他。
Only if we are willing to be humble and then come to him.
我们的教会能够需要一个地方让主耶稣有地位可住。
And our church needs to have a place so that our Lord Jesus can dwell on.
我们每一个人的心中需要一个空房让主耶稣住在我们的心中。
In our heart, there needs to be that room for our Lord Jesus to dwell
in. 他借着圣灵实实在在与我们同在。
Through the Holy Spirit, he can truly abide with us.
我们可以经历到他的同在。
We can experience his abidance.
我们可以经历到他怎样的赦免我们的罪。
We can experience how he has forgiven our sin.
我们可以经历到他的爱在我们的中间，在我们每一个人的心中。
We can experience his love to be among us.
我们也可以经历到他的生命改变了我们。
We can experience he changed our lives.
好让我们能够成了一个义人。
So that we can become a righteous person.
我们开始是因信称义。
In the beginning, we're justified by faith.
我们因着他的生命，圣灵在我们的心中。
Because of his, his life in us.
他的话不断地来改变我们。
His words continue to change us.
我们也能够因信称义。
That we also can, be justified by our action.
这样的我们把一切的荣耀都归给他。
So we can give him all the glory.
但是我们再回头解一解的圣经。
So if we turn back and look at this verse.
他说主要给你们一个兆头。
That a sign will be given to you.
必有童女怀孕生子。
A virgin will be with child.
给他起名叫以马内利。
Give birth to a son and you will call him Emmanuel.
为什么神要给他们一个兆头？
Why did God want to give them a sign?
那在这里有一个王。
Because there is a king here.
这个王是南方，以色列的南方的王。
And this is the southern kingdom, the king of the Israel.
因为从所罗门时代以后，这个国家就分成两半。
Because after the death of Solomon, the country was split into
北方以色列叫做以色列。
And the north side is called the Israel.
南方叫做犹大。
And the southern side called Judah.
北方有十个支派。
The north side have 10 tribes.
南方只有两个支派。
And the south side have 2 tribes.
一个犹大支派，一个是便雅悯支派。
The two tribes is Judah and Benjamin.
我们看到列王记。
When we look at the kings.
我们看到历代记上下。
And also the first and second chronicles.
所以我想我没有办法很仔细的把这个背景历史的背景述说一遍。
I cannot give you all the detailed, history here.
但是我希望有心追求的弟兄姊妹。
But for those who are willing to pursue further.
可以帮助我们自己的信仰的坚定。
To help, to strengthen our faith.
你们可以回去可以读列王记上列王记下。
You can go read, first and second kings.
对照历代记上历代记下
compare that with first and second chronicles
特别在解一解的解一段的圣经的里面
especially in this passage
是在列王记下16章
it's recorded in second kings chapter 16
历代记下28章
in second chronicles chapter 28
这个王是一个非常精明的王
And this king is actually a very wise king.
可能太聪明了。
Because he may be too smart.
可能太精明了。
Because of the two being too
clever. 所以他就依靠自己。
He was relying on himself.
他有点骄傲。
And he was a little bit proud.
他觉得不必想依靠神。
And he thinks that he did not need to rely on God.
可以依靠自己的力量。
But only rely on his own strength.
依靠他外交的办法。
To rely on his diplomacy.
依靠那个马兵。
And to depend on the chariot
依靠车兵,
and the horses.
其实在大卫的诗篇的里面,
it's actually in the Psalm of David.
It
should be a standard for how they create the kingdom.
大卫在诗篇第33篇第16节17节,
David, as they recorded in Psalm 33, verse 16 and 17,
他是君王不能因兵多而得胜。
It said the king cannot be overcome because of
soldiers.
And the warrior cannot escape with the great strength.
靠马得救便是万难。
If you are depending on the horses,
then
that his descendants should see
如何建立他们的国度?
How to build the kingdom.
是的，他们需要有应尽的本分。
Yes, they do have their own responsibility. They need to work on the word of God.
所以大体来讲,
in general, the northern kingdom, they do not follow God's word.
犹大国,
and Judah, the kingdom of Judah, they do. But this, regretfully for this, and his grandfather is Uzziah. And Uzziah was king for 52 years.
16岁登基,
and he became king.
一共活了68岁,
and lived until 68.
但是他行耶和华看为正的事,
and he will do the things that is right to God.
神使他强盛,
and God strengthened his kingdom.
神使他列国能够服在他的权柄之下,
many nations will fall down to them.
以后他的儿子约当,
and then his son Jotham,
就是亚哈斯的父亲,
and then the father of Ahaz,
他继续他父亲的那个治国的标准,
and he continued to follow the standard of his father.
虽然有亚美人来进攻,
even though the Aram came to attack
them,
and God let them overcome them.
但是到了这一个孙子,
but when it comes to this grandson, but he should really understand the heart of the grandfather, and understand the heart of the father.
我想他是太聪明了。
I think because they must be too clever.
他靠着自己的力量,
and by his own strength,
靠着他外交的手法,
by the diplomacy that he
has, 他等一下又连埃及,
and sometimes he will talk to Egypt,
等一下又连亚述,
then he made covenant with
Assyria. 他就自己就陷在哪个偶像的里面。
So he would fall into the idolatry.
一个国家若是他没有真正的有神的信仰,
if a country does not have the belief of God,
一个国家若是沉迷在那一个拜偶像的制度的里面,
if a nation falls into the idolatry,
终究总是会衰败,
eventually it will fall.
但是依靠神的国家,
but those who rely on God,
是有福的,
they will be blessed.
所以他就遇见了北方国以色列来攻打他。
So they have encountered the northern kingdom to come and attack them.
另外就是叙利亚亚兰国家就给以色列一起来攻打犹大。
And then the Assyria and also Aram were covenant with the northern kingdom to attack them.
我们看到这里第一节有一句话。
You see that in verse 1, there's a verse sentence here.
他是亚兰王利逊和利玛利的儿子以色列王比加。 上来攻打耶路撒冷却不能攻取。
It said the resident of Aram and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, marched up to fight against Jerusalem, but they could not overpower it.
其实这一次的战争犹大大大的失败。
And really this, in this battle the Judah was failing.
亚哈斯王带领很多的勇士去打仗。
Ahaz had carried along with a lot of soldiers to fight.
那个亚兰王就夺取他们的东西和他们的人民，就掳到他们的那大马士去。
And the king of Aram had taken many people and the plunder and went to Damascus.
这个比加就杀死了犹大的军队12万。
And Pekah, the king of Israel, had killed about 120,000 of the Judah's warriors.
又俘虏了犹大的军队20万。
And took 200,000 of the people from Judah.
这个时候幸亏有一个先知。
At that time, they have a prophet.
那是北方国的先知。
And that is the prophet for the
Northern Kingdom. 他就出来拦阻这个事情。
And he came out to stop this.
他说我们不能够杀害我们的这个兄弟。
He said we cannot go out and kill our own brothers.
我们应当要把他送回去。
We need to send them back.
所以他们就看到许多老弱的人，就帮助他们，有的没有衣服穿，就给他衣服穿，把他送到撒玛利亚，以后送回犹大。
So they help all these old and weak people and give them clothing and send them back to Samaria and then eventually to Judah.
所以在这里一句话说，却不能攻取。
And here is that they could not overpower.
不是亚哈斯打胜仗。
It's not because Ahaz had victory.
乃是亚哈斯打败仗。
And he actually had lost the
battle. 并且败得非常的惨。
And lost tremendously.
因为神给大卫的约定。
Because God had a covenant with David.
所以神就保留着许多余剩的余民。
So God had preserved all these remnants.
让这余民回来。
So that they can go back.
所以耶和华神就跟以赛亚说,
So Jehovah God told Israel,
你和你的儿子施雅亚述出去。
He said, you and your son have to go out.
这个时候以赛亚生了一个儿子。
And that time Isaiah had a son.
有人说他的这个前妻就死了。
And somebody said that his wife had died.
他就抱着这个孩子。
He would took this son.
这个孩子名字叫施雅亚书。
And this son name is Shia Asif.
抱去给亚哈斯来讨论这个如何的要解决他们的这个战争的事情。
And he took the son and went to King Ahaz to talk about how to solve this problem of the battle.
那这个儿子的名字就是余民归回。
And this son's name is the return of the remnant.
亚哈斯一看见这一个小孩子,
and when Ahaz saw this son,
他就应当想到说余民归回。
And he should remember that must mean that remnant.
这许多人回到犹大是因着神的恩典。
And they all went back to Judah because
of the grace of God.
That God had preserved the covenant with David.
所以就到哪一个水沟头。
So they will go to this water place.
这个地方乃是一个取水的地方。
This is a place where they can pick up the
乃是一个过房的要地。
And it's a place for the kingdom.
亚哈斯现在就在哪一个地方预备他一切的过房的事业。
And that's where Ahaz will prepare all his things for the kingdom.
他也听到亚兰跟以色列同盟又要来攻打他们。
So he heard that the Aram want to come and attack them again.
是他们心里就跳动。
So they were nervous.
好像风吹树林一样的。
Just like the tree was shaking in the wind.
所以亚哈斯非常的聪明精明。
So King Ahaz is very clever.
他现在就去求亚述王。
And he went to plead with the king of Assyria.
他就把很多的圣殿的那个宝贵的器皿拿去送给亚述王。
He took a lot of precious things from the temple and gave it to king of Assyria.
并且就给到亚述王面前的拜他。
And then went to bow down to king Assyria.
他说王啊，我是你的孙子，是你的儿子。
He said, king, I'm your son, I'm your grandson.
我是你的仆人。
I'm your servant.
他自己卑贱自己。
He had humbled himself.
愿意伏在那个亚述王的面前。
To bow down before the king of Assyria.
但是他不肯伏在神的面前。
But he was not willing to bow down before God.
所以以赛亚，神就差遣以赛亚 告诉亚哈斯说
So God sent Isaiah to tell King Ahab
你要谨慎安静
That you are to be careful
不要因这两个王害怕
And do not lose heart because of these two
那意思说这两个王将来会灭在亚述的手里
Meaning that these two kings will eventually fall before the king Assyria
你不必去求亚述王
You do not have to plead with Assyria
我们看到历代记第二十八章
When we look
历代第二十八章
2 Corinthians chapter 28
他果然去求亚述王
Then truly, finally he went to plead with
Assyria 伏在亚述王的面前
And bow down before him
亚述王果然就把这亚兰给以色列侵吞掉打败了
and, King Assyria had attacked and then had victory over the
但是继续下去就是他的后患
but then continue on will be unfortunate for
亚述王一直的来攻打以犹大国
that King Assyria continued to attack the King of Judah
到了西西家王的时候
when it comes to the time of Hezekiah
他就围住耶路撒冷
and he was surrounding Jerusalem
但是西西家依靠他所相信的神
but Hezekiah relied on the God he believed in
也是我们所相信的真神
also the true God that we believe in
所以神一夜当中差遣天使灭了十八万五千人
so in one night God sent the angels and killed 180
这样亚述的王就退回到亚述
the king of Israel then retreated back to Assyria
亚述王以后就被他的儿子所杀掉
and later on the king of Assyria was killed by his own son
但是亚哈斯还是不愿意相信
but King Ahab did not believe even after that
所以归纳我想到亚哈王他不信
that even Ahab, King Ahab even though he didn't believe
他也不听
and he also wouldn't listen
第三个他说我也不求
and thirdly he said I would not plead
他自己好像是一个非常的正经的人
and it seems like he's a very
他说他不愿意试探神
he said I would not test God
但是神告诉他说你可以试一试
and God told him that you can try me
但是他不试
but he would not
所以神又差遣以赛亚
so God sent Isaiah again
说你要再去看亚哈斯
You have to go see King Ahab again.
他说你不求现在我给你一个兆头
He said even though you don't plead I will give you a sign.
这个兆头就是神要叫一个童女怀孕生子
And that sign is the virgin will give birth to a son.
他的名字是以马内利
His name will be called Emmanuel.
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在
The meaning of that is God is with us.
我想我不能够很仔细的再解释下去。
I think I cannot go into more details.
我们若是读到十四节
，If we read on to verse 14,
我们就连带马太福音第一章第二十三节
，and we can relate that to Matthew chapter 1 verse 23.
我们好像就没有什么问题。
Then there will be no question about it.
这是预言。
This is a prophecy.
这是一个兆头
and this is a sign
但是我们若是15节16节17节加上去的时候
but if we add on to verse 15, 16 and 17
那我们有时候又用很好很恰当的话语来解释这几节圣经
we need to use the appropriate words to explain these few verses
我想今天我不解释
I think today I won't explain that
就15节到17节上节圣经可以连到14节
And this verse 15, 16, and 17 can be related to
verse 14. 但是我们怎么样的解释这个预言
And how do we explain this prophecy?
但是若是我们放在第八章第一节
If we take that to chapter 8, verse 1,
那我们就另外一个解释
Then we have a different explanation.
但是在神的启示的亮光的里面
But in the light of the revelation of God,
先知远远的看到哪一个弥赛亚
The prophet will always see that Messiah.
他常常在他自己的那个时代的看见哪一个当时的所需要的哪一个预言。
And according to that generation, they will see the necessary prophecy.
但是他常常是连着也看见另外一座的高山，这个山就是弥赛亚如何的降临。
And he, related to it, he will see a mountain, and that will be how Messiah will come.
以后他在看云的时候, 神给他的亮光看云的时候, 就看到哪一个千年的国度, 弥赛亚的国度。
As he looks further, then he will see that kingdom, the kingdom of Messiah.
实际上这里有弥赛亚的预言。
So here there's the prophecy of the
Messiah. 弥赛亚预言的里面有近处, 有远处。
In the prophecy, there's the near term and the long term.
弥赛亚的预言也是直接到这弥赛亚的身上。
And that prophecy of the Messiah is also upon the Messiah.
那我相信这一节圣经呢，是直着耶稣如何的在玛利亚，从玛利亚的身上生出来。
And I think this verse is explaining that how that will come out from Mary.
让我先很快的解释这个兆头。
Let me quickly explain this sign here.
什么叫做兆头？
What is a sign?
兆头是一个记号。
And it's a mark.
这个是旧约的兆头，给新约的路加福音第二章。 天使告诉牧羊的人说， 你要看见一个婴孩，孕布包起来，放在马槽里，那就是记号了。
This was the same was recorded in Luke chapter 2, that you will see a child wrapped with cloth, and that will be your sign.
这个记号也是一个神迹。
And this sign is also a miracle.
我们看到马太、马可、路加用耶稣行神迹的时候，都用神迹两个字。
We see that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when Jesus performed miracles, that word miracle is used.
但是使徒约翰挑了几个七个神迹，他就不讲是神迹，乃是特别的运势说叫做兆头。
But John is very different. He picked seven miracles, and he did not use the word miracle, but he used the word sign.
兆头的意思就是说，他讲这个神迹，但是又讲到哪个背后的事情。
And when that sign means that when he talks about the miracle, he will talk about what's behind that miracle.
不但讲到背后的事情, 也是讲到将来所要发生的事情。
Not only about what's behind that incident, but also about the future.
所以在今天的信息的里面,
so in today's message,
我就先讲到以往的背景。
I will first talk about the background for the
以后我们就看到这一个兆头。
Then we can see the sign.
以后我们就看到将来。
Then we will see the future.
将来的哪一个应验,
and the fulfillment in the future.
所以这个兆头是一个预言，也是一个应许。
So this sign is a prophecy, it's also a fulfillment.
这个兆头也是神与人立约的记号。
It's also a sign of a covenant that was between God and man.
我想若是弟兄有心也读圣经，真的了解神的启示和神的预言的时候，务必要很仔细的来思想这几个字。
If brother and sister, you want to pursue further to read about this prophecy and the sign, you have to be careful with these words.
那第二个字就是童女这个字。
And the second word is this word virgin.
那在这一个兆头的里面说，必有童女生，要怀孕生子。
And this sign is said that there will be a son that will be born from the virgin.
在这里有好几个解释。
There's the different explanation here.
我想，不管怎么样，人都是相信说，这个童女是指说还没有结婚的，她刚刚可以结婚的女子。
And regardless, people will explain that this virgin is those who are not married yet but eligible to be.
但是有很多的神学家就觉得就不大好解释说童贞女生子。
But many theologians said that it's hard to explain that.
他是用那个人科学的方法来分析。
They will try to use the scientific method to analyze that.
他没有看到哪一个兆头是一个神迹。
They did not see that this sign is also a miracle.
是神所要做的事情。
Something that God wants to do.
但是在这里很清楚说到一个童女怀孕生子。
But it's very clear that the son will be born of this virgin.
在一个字源的里面，字义的里面，真的是说到还没有结婚的女子。
In the meaning of that word is that those are the women had not been married yet.
并且在旧约的预言的里面，几个对弥赛亚的预言。
And also in the several prophecy of the old covenant.
都是说到结尾的弥赛亚要从妇人所生的。
Talk about this Messiah came out from a woman.
第一个预言就是创世纪第三章第十五节。
The first prophecy is Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
他说你的后裔要与蛇的后裔彼此为仇。
It said your offspring and the offspring of the serpent, they will have enmity.
以后我们看到四十九章创世纪四十九章第十节。
Then later on from Genesis chapter 49 verse 10.
他就特别预言到说归不离的离开犹大。
It's reported that the scepter will not depart from Judah.
暂不离开两脚两脚之间。
The ruler's staff will not leave between the two feet.
只等到示罗来到。
Until that, when Shiro comes.
这个示罗的意思就是和平之君来到。
And Shiro means that the peace, the king of peace came.
他说万民都要归顺他。
That all nations will come and be obedient.
这些预言都是看到很远的事情。
So it will see things from far away.
但是它实际上从犹大出来的。
But we know that it's come out from Judah.
以后我们看到民数记第二十四章第十九节。
Then we see from Numbers chapter 24 verse 17.
这是有许许多多的天文学家用借着这一节圣经，他研究很多的天文的这个运行。
And many astrologers will use this and then will try to study what is going on here.
那这是巴兰的一个预言。
And this is a prophecy from Balaam.
巴兰是一个假先知。
And he's a false prophet.
但是他为做了神要拦阻他不咒诅以色列人。
But because he wants God wants to stop him from so that he wouldn't
curse Israel. 他确实说出了这样的弥赛亚的预言。
But he actually spoke out of this prophecy of Messiah.
他说有一心要除于雅各。
He said there will be a star that will come out of Jacob.
有一杖要出于以色列。
A scepter will rise from Israel.
我看却不在近时。
And it's not at this time.
我看也不在近日。
And it's not today.
那这是我们读经的时候。
So as we are reading the Bible,
我们真正的要了解里面神的深奥的道理。
We need to understand the deep meaning of the
我们需要圣灵的光照。
We need the light from the Holy Spirit.
我们需要睁开我们的眼睛。
We need to open up our eyes.
如同先知们所看见的。
As the prophet has seen.
真的我们的眼睛能够看到更远。
So our eyes can see farther away.
甚至我们超过这个时空间。
Beyond this space.
胜过我们超过时间。
And beyond this time.
但愿我们都能够成了真正的这样的美好的话读话语的人。
So I hope that we can become those who can read this word.
以后我们第三个字看到以马内利。
So the third word we see here is Emmanuel.
以马内利意思是神与我们同在。
The word Emmanuel means that God is with us.
我们在旧约圣经的里面，神不断的来启示他，他乐意住在人的当中。
In the Old Testament, we see that God wants to reveal himself and wants to dwell with the people.
那以马内利这个意思在拉丁文的里面这个上面 I am 就是以就是 with.
And in the Latin word that Emmanuel, I am, is means with.
那中间有个 annual, A-N-U.
And the word, the middle part, A-N-U.
这个是说到我们
It's talking about us.
所以我们的下面 EL 是神的意思。
And then the last part EL refers to God.
我想就可以帮助我们了解一点拉丁文。
So it helps us to learn a little bit of
Latin. 或者了解希伯来文。
Hebrew.
很多的英文就是从希腊文、希伯来文、拉丁文那结构出来的。
Many English words coming out from the root of
Latin. 这个以马内利这个字的本身这个名字就让我们看到神要与我们存在。
And this is what Emmanuel sees that we see that the God is with us.
我们特别在箴言第八章三十一节。
Especially from Proverbs chapter 8 verse 31.
那是说到智慧在 创造之先的时候就与神同在。
That wisdom was with God before the creation of the universe.
这个智慧在创造的时候已经在那个地方。
At creation, the wisdom was already there.
但这有一句话就是31节。
But that's this verse from verse 31.
他说那时我在哪里在他的面前为工程师为公司。
He said, at that time, I will be like an engineer.
他说我律律为他所喜爱。
He said, every day I was loved by him.
我常常的跳跃荣耀在他的面前。
Every day I will be jumping and rejoicing before him.
他说在他为人预备可住的地方。
Because he prepared a place that he can dwell in.
哎呀我们一直觉得哎呀昨天晚上要下冰雨很麻烦。
And we thought that, oh, yesterday we have the icy storm, and it's so
troublesome. 哎呀，这边年纪大了，等一下又怕滑倒了，不敢出去。
Especially when we go, oh, we are afraid that we're gonna fall.
我是尽量不出去。
And I try not to go out.
但是，我了解神为我预备着可住的地方。
But I understand God had prepared a place that I can dwell in.
哪一个地方是一个美好的地方？
That place is a wonderful place.
哪一个地方能够比这个地球更美丽？
And that will be more beautiful than this world.
哦，他有时候照太阳、出太阳，照我们。
And sometimes he will have the sun come out to shine on us.
他有时候降雨。
And sometimes we have rain.
有时候天气晴朗，我们可以看到晴天。
And sometimes we have a nice weather, we can see the sky.
但是有时候下雨，阴暗，乌云。
But sometimes it will be raining and cloudy.
甚至有时候台风来了。
And sometimes even the hurricane comes.
我记得这次到台湾有一个电视说有一个人有个美国人去了到处跑那个台风的时候他放弃台风。
And I saw that in the newspaper this American that went back there he chasing after the typhoon.
我们若是真正的欣赏神所创造的。
If we can truly can enjoy what God had created.
每一个事情都是美好的。
Everything is beautiful.
虽然有乌云黑暗，但是也是美好的。
Even though there may be cloud and rain sometimes,
因为他为我们预备可住的地方。
Because he have prepared a place where we can dwell.
这个智慧就是神的道。
And this wisdom is the word of God.
他在哪个地方又说一句话说，也喜悦住在世人之间。
And he said that he's rejoicing dwelling in the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神呢是乐意与我们同住。
Brother and sister, our God
is willing to live with us.
He is willing to abide with us.
他把这样的恩典给我们。
Giving us this grace.
他乐意给我们同在。
He wants to be with us.
但是我们常常拒绝神的同在。
But many times we resist his abiding.
我们拒绝神的同志。
We resist his,
让我们在这一个十二月的季节的里面。
May it be in this, season of December.
我们能够在神的面前说主啊我愿意你住在我的心里。
We can say to God that, God, Lord, I'm willing for you to dwell in my heart.
像刚刚我们所唱的诗歌。
Like the song that we sang earlier.
在我心中有空房容你可住。
There is room in my heart for you to dwell in.
最后我们看到应验。
Finally, we can see this fulfillment.
我们若是了解前面的。
If we can understand what's in the beginning.
我想我们不然的了解这个应验先知的话语。
Then it's not hard to understand the fulfillment of the prophets.
有的人说不一定是从真女所生的。
Some people said may not be born of a virgin.
我们看到路加所记载的非常的诚实。
And I think Luke had recorded accurately.
哪一个拿撒勒的女孩子玛利亚。
And this Mary of Nazareth.
天使去看她的时候。
When the angels went to see her,
应许她说要生一个儿子
promised her that she will have a son.
那是神给的一个圣者
and it's a saint that was given by God.
圣灵要在她的身上
the Holy Spirit will be with
她
her.
她当初也说哪里有这个事情
in the beginning she said how
我还没迎娶
and I have not been married
我还没结婚
I
怎么有可能有这个事情
how can this happen?
但是天使告诉她说
But the angels told her,
圣灵要在你的身上。
The Holy Spirit will be with you.
至高者的能力要迎宾你。
The power of the Almighty will be with you.
你一手甚至要给他起名叫耶稣。
What you give birth to, you need to name him Emmanuel.
若不是童女，我想他的未婚夫就不会有误解。
And then that fiance would not have misunderstood.
他的意思是很清楚的。
Joseph is very clear.
虽然他的订婚, 但是还没有同房。
Even though they have been engaged, but they have not come
together. 怎么没有同房的女子会, 肚子会大起来。
If you become pregnant before you marry,
所以他就想暗暗地把她休了。
So he wants to divorce her secretly.
但是天使夜间的意象告诉约瑟。
But then the angels came to Joseph and told
him, 约瑟你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
只管去过你的妻子来。
Go ahead and marry your wife.
她所生的乃是要给她起名叫耶稣。
What she will give birth, you need to name him Jesus.
这是应验先知以赛亚的话。
This is to fulfill the word of the prophet.
必有童女怀孕生子。
A virgin will give birth to a son.
人要给她起名叫耶稣。
And people will give him the name.
人要给他起名叫以马内利。
To give him the name Emmanuel.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
这是神的作为。
This is the work of God.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
他要拯救以色列人。
To save the Israelites.
他也要与他们同在。
To be with them.
不单是为着以色列人。
Not only for the Israelites.
也是为着整个世界上的人类。
But for also for the, all the people in this world, that we are also included in this.
若是我们愿意开我们的心门,
if we are willing to open up our hearts,
说主耶稣我听到你是神所差来的弥赛亚,
that Lord Jesus, you are the Messiah that was sent by God.
你是神所差来的基督,
you are the Christ who was sent by God.
我愿意接受你的恩典,
I want to receive your grace.
我们有一个谦卑的心,
to have a humble heart before Him.
神要把这丰富的恩典赐给了我们,
God will give this abundant grace to you.
他要把他生命的哪一个圣灵的力量赐给了我们,
He will give you this power of the Holy Spirit.
不但我们在今世上可以体验到神的作为,
not only we can experience the word of God in this world,
不但我们在今世可以得着了那神儿女自由的荣耀,
not only we can get the glory in this generation,
将来他要叫我们身体复活,
in the future he will also to give me a glorious body,
叫我们能活在荣耀的里面,
that we can dwell in the glory,
永远与他同住,
to dwell with him for
eternity.
Now we can only experience in our heart.
将来有一天虽然我们离开世界但是主再来的时候他要叫我们从死里复活给我们荣耀的身体叫我们亲自的能够身心灵都能够与他同在。
In the future, he will, if you have faith in him and receive him, he will give us this body so we can be with him in spirit, soul, and body.
让我们不要轻忽神这样的奇妙的礼物。
Do not neglect this gift that God has given us.
也让我们不要这个疏忽了神给我们的话语。
Do not neglect the words of God that was given us.
用神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his own words.
我恳求圣灵愿他的恩膏膏我们每一个人的耳朵。
I ask the Holy Spirit to anoint our ears,
叫我们能够听见他美好的话语,
so that we can hear his wonderful words.
下个主日我要讲到第九章。
And next Sunday I will talk about chapter 9,
第五节第六节,
verse 5 and 6.
我想在第三个主日高弟兄可能要给我们讲到十一章。
And the third message, Brother Carol will give a talk with us on chapter
11. 若是有时间的时候,不妨可以读七章八章,可以读一起读。
And if you have time, read chapter 7 and 8.
以后可以再读第九章,第十章。
And then continue on to read chapter 9 and 10.
以后再读十一章,十二章。
Then 11 and 12.
那我在这里声明,我不是在这里做广告。
And I'm here not trying to advertise.
我乃是用意把真的神的话语在我一生当中所体验的。
But I want truly to tell you what I have experienced in the Word of God.
愿意给弟兄姊妹们分享。
To share with brothers and sisters.
可能里面有很多的问题。
Maybe we have many questions.
若是你们愿意，我们可以好好的来一起的来交通。
if you're willing, that we can share about this together.
这是真正在神的道理上的深造。
And this is to continue deeper in the Word of God.
这是一个基要的真理。
And this is the basic doctrine.
但愿我们都真正能够认识我们的主。
May we all truly know our Lord.
不但在我们的生命里面可以体验他。
Not only we can experience in our life.
我们能够在圣灵的里面体验他。
But also experience him in the spirit.
我们能够在神的教会里面体验他。
Experience him in the church.
我们更能够在他的话语的里面体验他和证实他是我们所可信的神。
And more so, to experience him in the word of God that he's truly our Lord we can believe in.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear, dear Lord, we thank you.
你不但叫我们能够来到你的面前。
Not only you
caused, 得到了你的救恩。
You caused us to come before you to receive your salvation.
我们也可以来到你的面前敬拜你。
We can also come before you to worship you.
我们已经得到。
We already received.
我们还要得到。
We continue to receive.
主啊，你应许我们说，不但我们得到你的生命。
Lord, you promised not only we will receive life from you.
并且得到更丰盛。
But more abundant life.
你不但应许我们说可得到的安息。
You also promised that not only we can have peace.
我们也可以享受你的安息。
But we can also enjoy your rest.
主啊，求主给我们的恩典。
Lord, may you give us grace.
哪一个圣灵厚厚浇灌的恩典。
That fill with us with the Holy Spirit.
开我们属灵的眼睛。
Open up our spiritual eyes.
叫我们能够看到更远的地方。
So we can see further away.
叫我们能够看见超过这人间的事物。
That we can see beyond just this time.
给我们的耳朵，叫我们能够听见，不但听见人的声音。
Give us the ears, not only we can listen to the voice of people,
也能够听到从天上来的声音,
but also the voice from heaven.
主啊，不但我们从人的帮助的里面可以体验你,
not only from people we can experience you,
我们更能够从你自己, 主啊，从你的圣灵的带领, 叫我们更多的体验你,
but also through yourself and through your guidance that we can experience you.
我们一生一世用于敬拜你。
We want to worship you throughout our lives.
我们一生一世愿意跟随你。
We want to follow you throughout our lives.
我们一生一世愿意来敬拜你。
We want to worship you throughout our lives.
我们的人生愿意时时刻刻的来赞美你。
We want to praise you with our lives.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
主啊，在这一年的末后的时候。
In this end of the year time,
叫我们更多更多的领受你丰富的恩典。
That we can receive the abundance grace from you.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.